Leaders.
Hi, is Matt there? Excuse me.
This him?
Hey, Matt, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
This is who? I'm sorry?
Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out.
Hang on 1 second. Let me put you on hold for like 2 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem.
I could have done this for you after work.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Now with Cooper here, if this was to happen again to somebody else, he understands how to do it. Yeah. And I'll make sure tomorrow I get a new disk image from Mexico.
Tell me I'm going to be 10 minutes.
So, because what I'll need to do is I gotta manually set up everything now. It's gonna take me a while. I'm gonna have to sit at your desk for like 45 minutes.
That's my next question.
Once it's done, I set up an admin user. I set up a sales.
Sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Matt.
Okay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just trying to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out, and it was based on some financing you did with Wells Fargo back in 2010. Yeah, so basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about 250K. I just wanted to see what kind of, projects or plans you had, where you might...
I'll be honest with you. I just did a loan with Wells Fargo again for 150 on some new trucks that we bought.
Uh-huh.
But all in all, we're in pretty good shape. And as far as working capital, we don't really ever use it. I mean, I guess I've been doing this long enough that our cash flow's good, and we don't really look for any outside financing very often.
Yeah, you've never really ran into some, or had to put up some money for projects.
I usually just kind of cash it out. I mean, we'll do some bonding from time to time with bonding companies, but for the most part, we're usually in a position where we can cash it out.
Yeah, exactly. And you haven't really had to rely on that. I mean, that's a good, not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely feel fortunate that, we're in the spot we're in, but it doesn't seem like we need a lot of the services, that those finance companies offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably be, somewhat a waste of your time as far as I just don't see us ever really having to do anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that was the point of my call. I just wanted to reach out, introduce myself and see if you did have anything coming up. With that, working capital program, we are able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And it's, do you have like a line of credit available to you?
We do. We've got a $100,000 line of credit, but, other than the occasional, use it because I'm out of town or whatever and then pay it back when I get back, I can't even remember the last time we used our line of credit.
Oh, wow. Is that through Wells Fargo as well?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Essentially, working capital is very similar to you know, a line of credit, but we're sometimes we're generally able to free up a little more than your typical line of credit as far as cash goes, and it's unsecured as well. Like, to give you an example, like, what were gross annual sales like for you last year?
Our gross sales was about 3.1.
Okay. Yeah. See, we'd be able to free up, you know, around of that, it's around like 300,000, which is, I mean, yeah, if you don't even use the 100,000, that's quite a substantial amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so, as much as it could be nice in a pinch, I think if I ever needed it,
yeah,
I'd probably be in a spot where I probably couldn't find it when I needed it. So, you know, I mean, and we're usually sitting on, you know, just to be totally honest with you, we're usually sitting on, you know, at least $500,000 or $600,000 cash that
okay.
is liquid whenever I need it. So,
yeah,
I just don't see a reason where we would need to.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I just, you know, want to touch base with you, Matt. Well, do you have an email? I can send you some info in case a need does come up. And
sure. M Leader, and it's Leader is LEEDER.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At gobrainstorm.net.
Brainstorm.net. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, Matt, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that email. Just some highlights of our programs as well as my contact info. And yeah, I mean, if something does come up, feel free to reach out and we can get you answers, you know, within 24 hours and funded in 48 if it was like an emergency or something like that.
Sure. No, I mean, it's always good to, you know, have a contact if I need it, but
exactly.
You know, and it's been quite a few years since I've had to reach out for something like that. So, but yeah, absolutely send me some info and I'll keep you on file.
Okay. Sounds good, Matt. Well, thank you for your time and, yeah, feel free to reach out if that ever happens. And I'll check in again, like probably around next quarter, just see how things are going.
Cool.
And, yeah. All right. Thanks for your time, Matt. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.